But let's check in and see if there's any questions about practice or anything that's been said. And if those instructions about Vedana, the feeling tone, were clear or made sense. Anything.
I was curious to notice, if you want to comment on that, there is a that this recognizing something as unpleasant is not the same as judging it. And it kind of hit me, and I was wondering if you want to comment on it. I don't know if there is anything to say. But
what occurs to you? Can you sense the distinction?
I think what occurs to me is that usually the judgment is automatic and arrives immediately, so there is no option. Yeah. I think that's what comes to mind.
When I invited you to notice for a few moments that pleasant, unpleasant, true, were there times where you could notice without a judgment? When you noticed, say, if a sound was unpleasant but there wasn't a reaction to it?
I think it's hard to say. There might have been an ounce of judgment there. But in that particular moment, it was pain in the back.
Mm.
That was the thing. Okay. And whether there was a little bit of judgment, I'm not sure, but there was more space around it.
There was more space around it. Mm-hmm. And so that was different than usually when there is, I don't like this, or when is this going to go away? Or was it, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but was it any different when you noticed, oh, this is an unpleasant moment, as opposed to, I really hate this pain in my back?
It's hard to say, because it's on a theoretical level it's not new, the thing to have the distance between the pain and judging it.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot say if it was new, but it was just occurred with more clarity, maybe, that there is maybe with more clarity that the time span, how time kind of comes into it.
Mm-hmm. So you're not... Yeah. Stimulus response, mm-hmm, is a little bit more space. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's something to just keep exploring. You see for yourself. It's not... And when I... First, actually, let me tease out the word judgment. Because judgment can mean just an observation of this is pleasant or this is unpleasant. But the judgment that hooks us and causes suffering is when there's a contraction around this. I don't want this here. and there's an aversion that just feeds the whole situation. Or, this is pleasant, I really want this. Oh, don't go away. And that kind of judgment, where there's a contraction either around or away from, is where the suffering is caused. But to observe and use discrimination and say, no, this is unpleasant, I don't want to continue this, but without the judgment, is very different. We need discriminating wisdom in our life. We need to say, no, I don't think this serves me, or yes, this does serve me, I want to continue this, is different than, I really need this. So just look for yourself. This is where the Buddha said, if you're familiar with the chain of dependent origination, how we keep the cycle of suffering, we keep caught in this cycle of suffering, of wanting, of attachment, or not wanting. This is where the chain can be broken, to simply see, oh, this is a pleasant moment, this is an unpleasant moment, without that extra anguish or reaction on top of it. So just look for yourself. It's very interesting. In fact, maybe you have this experience. Have you ever had an unpleasant sensation or experience and just be interested in it, be curious or fascinated by it? Maybe sometimes if you had a sore in your mouth and you just kind of keep on playing with it. It becomes a friend. Why is that song? It's not like, I hate this. It's, here's that thing. You know, it's that's a small little thing, okay? It can lead to enlightenment. But maybe you've had an experience where there's... you might check this out. Sometimes there can be a really strong pain and you're just really focused on it. Wow, that's intense. And there can be this complete collectedness of attention, and rather than it being, I hate this, it's, wow, the mind is fully collected, and it can actually, strangely enough, be a pleasant experience, that focused, collected attention. So... And the same thing with pleasant. You can have too much of a good thing and after a while just kind of get exhausted. Oh, God. That third dessert, it really tastes good, but I don't know. Or there you are going for some behavior that is pleasant, has a pleasant dimension, but there's an unpleasantness in the addiction. So it's not as clear-cut as we think. And so it's just to explore. It's a very rich area to explore. And if there is a reaction, it's not like you should say, oh, stop that reaction. Okay, let's just be pleasant, you know. No. So if there's a reaction and you see, oh, there's this not wanting, that unpleasant moment can also be seen. Oh, and here's an unpleasant moment, and I see it, and there's freedom. So you can notice it and not get caught in it. That's one of the great things about mindfulness that I love, that it's not just, oh, I shouldn't have a reaction, but that when you do have a reaction, when you're noticing it, oh, and there's the wanting mind. In that moment, you're mindful and you're not caught in the reaction. You're learning from it. And the same with an unpleasant sensation. Okay, unpleasant, I don't like this. Oh, and here's aversion. And the moment that you are mindful of the aversion, you're not hooked by it. So there's another moment of freedom. Oh, and here's aversion in the mind. Unpleasant, but the noticing of it is actually very liberating and freeing. So, good luck. Yes?
Yeah, I noticed two things. The first one was that they can be really short, like this pleasant, unpleasant moments. It can be like pleasant moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, and also really that when it's neutral, it's really difficult because it's neutral, yeah, and then the mind has wandered off, like maybe two neutral moments, and it's over there, so it's easier when it's like unpleasant.
Yeah, okay, could everybody hear what she said? So, first of all, did you notice when you were doing those for a few moments, how the moment could change from pleasant to unpleasant to, you know, oh, pleasant, oh, neutral, unpleasant, pleasant. It's much more than we realize. Moments, you know, in Buddhist psychology, it's said that there are 17 trillion mind moments in the blink of an eye. I don't know how they counted that, but it happens very, very fast. And actually, there's some in physics, there's some number that actually approaches that in our perception of reality. I forget exactly, but it was quite amazing how there is that moment of perception. Anyway, I haven't counted 17 trillion, but I have seen many, many, many mind moments in a very short space. And it fluctuates. And so that's where you're thinking, you know, oh, I'm having a bummer of a day. But really, there are many pleasant moments within that that you might not be seeing. You just are saying, oh, this is a lousy day. Start to notice the lack of solidity is very, very freeing. And if you do that pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, I should have said this, go at an interval that is relaxing. You don't have to go pleasant, unpleasant. You'll exhaust yourself. Okay? So just do it in a nice rhythm, you know, every now and then, pleasant. It should be fun, not this assembly line, I gotta do this, Charlie Chaplin. And then the other thing that you say about the neutral, just as you say, neutral often we space out on. It doesn't captivate our attention. But neutral, when the mindfulness gets strong, neutral can be very interesting. Just something as bland or neutral as the breath can be quite fascinating. When your attention is strong, I can remember being on longer retreats and just being so into my breath, thinking, why would anybody need drugs? Wow. In breath, out breath. Because the attention is there, everything becomes much more interesting. So a lot of it has to do with how much presence we have. But for most of us, most of the time, neutral doesn't captivate us, and so it either becomes boring, it turns to unpleasant, I need a little bit more entertainment, or something else takes its place, or we just kind of space out. And that's where mindfulness makes everything come alive. Okay. So, just want to mention one thing, in case you think we've forgotten, we are trying to figure out something around the sauna. So it's in my consciousness, and it's probably in your consciousness too. And we'll be reporting. Hopefully, we can have the idea. We'll have one time, one day, one evening towards the end where we can figure out a time for men and figure out a time for women. Okay, so enjoy your day as best you can, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant or just noticing the moments changing. And then don't miss the pleasant moments, though. Not to hold on to them, but to let yourself experience them. And as I said earlier in the retreat, make it like a game. The whole thing, meditation can be fun, actually. It's not this grim duty, I've got to do it. It's just being here for your life. So whatever it is, just have an attitude. You're simply exploring and discovering. Okay, and you know, Jane has some sign-ups.
And does it this afternoon.
For this afternoon, and we have some groups again this morning and this afternoon.
Okay.
Thank you.